You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob, and this is episode number 403. Thank you very much for being with us. We sure appreciate it, as always.
We do. Rob, have you been studying?
For what?
What do you mean, for what? I'm talking about the commercial drone certificate, the part 107.
Mm-mm.
No?
Mm-mm. I'm waiting for the class.
Well, you and many other people.
Probably not wise, though. I should probably do a little prep work prior to the class.
Probably a good idea.
All right, I'll get started.
Well, here's the thing that you should know. If you can't attend the class, which I know you're going to be there, but if you can't attend the class, there is going to be a live stream of the whole thing. The actual class is taking part in Newport Beach, California, the 25th and 26th of August. Now, if you want some dedicated study time, if you want to attend that class and you can't be there in person, the live stream is now available. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you guys something. This is such a great opportunity. Number one, it's half the price of anything else out there.
So great opportunity, specifically referring to the live stream option.
Yes.
Okay.
Also, you're getting an FAA certified flight instructor teaching you about the most difficult part of the test. I think everyone's going to...
That's huge.
Yeah. I think everyone's going to get hooked up on the airspace section. You know,
right.
It's difficult. Lots of information.
Yeah. And by the way, if you were to like hire Ted to come teach you, or you were to go to his place in Colorado, right?
$500 a day.
Yeah. And that's included in this price. I mean, obviously. So it's a bargain, if I do say so myself.
It really is a bargain. If you're ready to pass the test, if you're ready to turn your passion into profit, you're going to go from a drone enthusiast to a professional. You're not going to want to miss this class. So go to droneulive.com, droneulive.com. We're also going to be giving away a lot of swag. I ordered some stuff. Rob knows.
Nice. Yeah. And by the way, if you're a Drone U member and you're listening to us, because we know that a lot of you do, go into the Facebook community, the private community, because there are different links for members to register for the test.
That's right.
Or for the prep course.
That's because it's cheaper if you're a member.
It is a little cheaper if you're a member. I'm not gonna lie.
It's also, you get the study guide for free if you're a member.
Mm-hmm.
So people were asking us if we sell it separately. It's like, no, Maverick, you got to have a community. You can't be, you know, one of the Lone Rangers and do it by yourself.
We've talked about that. We just haven't done that yet. But we do like people to get involved in the community. There's a lot to be learned there. Camaraderie. It's nice place to hang out.
It really is. You get a lot of questions answered too. Well, let's get right into today's question. There's a little bit of clarification. People are asking questions about, just everything with 107. This is really just kind of flipping the industry upside down right now.
In a good way.
It is. Oh,
it's making people think.
I forgot to mention something too. Recently, John Rupert had come on the podcast, talked about how ACS, the Airman Certificate, Airman Certificate Standards. A long time ago, he came on the podcast, said, hey, all these people are coming out with study guides, and they're on the old information, and 107 was updated. The ACS was updated. What is the ACS? It's actually the outline. So you probably heard me say on the podcast, like, oh, I'm wondering if we did the right thing. Well, I went back, Rob, and I looked, and we did use the updated version.
Awesome.
So the study guide is 100% legit, 100% ready to go.
Current.
And I even looked at, you know, John Rupert's, like, what you should study. And this is even more thorough than that, which makes me really proud.
Yeah. And obviously, we always try to go above and beyond, particularly when people are spending their hard-earned money investing in themselves to come do stuff like this with us. And so absolutely. And Paul works really, really hard and worked really, really hard to make this really, really good. So check it out.
I think also having the experience of actually going through an FAA written exam before, which I have done, helped out a lot.
Absolutely.
So, because it also told me where I can find the official FAA questions. The test questions are on the internet and no one's found them but me.
It's crazy.
And I don't even believe that. I'm like, okay, who's not telling people this?
Well, we'll see. I mean, I know that seems to be the truth, but when you go take the test, we'll know for sure, right?
It's truth based on experiences, based on what's gone down in the past.
I understand.
With the FAA. So I agree with you. It's not 100%, but it's like 90, 95 right now.
All right. Well.
And I'm using exaggeration for the point of emphasis.
Okay.
All right. The question. I'm sorry.
Question. Let's do it.
If we get a part 107 and we're doing real estate photography and they're still saying we need a waiver or a certificate of authorization to do so, that could take 90 days, That will never work for anybody who shoots real estate. So would we still be breaking the law? And if so, is it worth doing this, or should we just break the law?
So I think he really fundamentally misunderstood the way 107 is written, or something that we said, or maybe we didn't make it clear enough.
And let me just say, no, don't break the law.
Yeah, right. I mean, obviously, thank you, Captain Obvious. I should buy you the jacket now. But
I'll wear it.
All right, cool. But no, I think what he's concerned about is, hey, I want to fly real estate, but I don't want to fly over people or structures, because it says in there you can't fly directly over people.
Right.
But you've got to read the fine print, because it says you can't fly directly over people unless they're under a structure.
Okay.
Or in a car. So he could totally fly real estate. It's, in fact, it's actually easier now than it used to be with a 323, because a 323, you needed private property permission with Legal Flyer, had to get it from everyone.
Well, and there was just all the questions about, was it legal to begin with, which obviously we talked ad nauseum about that, and this alleviates that.
True. But he does not have to get a COA to fly over a home, aka a structure. He would have to get a COA, though, if that home or structure were in B, C or D airspace, Bravo, Charlie, Delta airspace.
Okay.
Which, by the way, for the test, you're supposed to know the alphabet.
The entire alphabet.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta, Echo, Foxtrot. Anyway, yeah, that one.
We'll do some quizzes later, Paul. Make sure you got that down.
I actually want to do a podcast where we just do quiz questions for 107. I really want to do that.
Well, so, I think there are a lot of people that would love that, actually.
Maybe that's what we should just do tomorrow then, Rob. I'll come in the office on my day off to do that with you.
Okay. Deal.
Okay. Anyway, if he's in restricted airspace, he would need the COA. You have to file the COA 90 days before you intend to use it. But the way it's been written, I believe you can file a COA to have operations for a set period of time, aka 2 years.
Right.
So, for example, here in Albuquerque, if I've got a house that I need to fly in Four Hills, Four Hills is like literally at 4 nautical miles outside of the airport, you know, I'm going to have a COA. But I can say, hey, guys, you know, I'm writing this COA and I'm never going to go over 150 feet, which I never do for real estate anyway. And if you do, you're not
helping.
Yeah, you're not helping sell the house at all. Anyway, I'm not going to go over 150 feet. I just would like to be able to target homes in these neighborhoods and have permission to fly. And before I ever fly one of these, I will still call air traffic control in case of any NOTAMs, TFRs, or any other information that I should know. You know, you can get a COA to be in certain airspaces.
Right.
This is what we had kind of talked about with the whole Boulder Airport.
Sure.
And then people are like, where's the link to get the map? No. You don't get the map until you ask for prior clearance in that airspace. Then he gives you the map and says, now for every future call, you don't need to call me if you're in this area.
Right. Absolutely.
So he's still having, like, people are confused about that. He's still having to give authorization, but he, once you make that initial contact with him and he runs through the steps, then you know what to do in the future.
And then you're good to go.
Yeah,
sure. So, and the 107 does give a very specific list of the items for which you would need a COA, right?
That is correct,
and
yes.
And real estate or that type of flight, with the exception that you just described, is not on that list.
Unless there are a bunch of kids in the backyard
or
the playground.
Unless they're having a pool party or something.
Yes, yeah. And in if that's the case, then you still can't fly over
them. You shouldn't be flying anyways.
Yeah. So I know he had asked this question to me on Facebook, and I just want to say thank you for asking the question, but really thanks for going to AskDroneU.com and uploading it, because, Rob, the number of questions that I have in my inbox right now is astronomical. I'm going to have to start turning off messages
on
Facebook.
I get them now as if I ever answer any of these kinds of questions, which is kind of funny.
Rob,
I can only imagine.
What class of airplane do I need for this airport?
One that flies. Anyways, I can totally only imagine how many you get. But no, we do thank you for sending in the question. And like we always say, Paul, if you're thinking the question, so are
other people,
hundreds, if not more.
And again, you know, you guys got to be careful. There's so much information on Facebook, and I get dragged into conversations all the time on Facebook too, where they're like, oh, Paul, come in and answer this. It's like, guys, if you want me to deliver this class and all this information to a level that is going to guarantee your success, I need to focus on that. I just can't get dragged into all these Facebook conversations where people who aren't reading the law are just arguing about the thing that's in black and white and that they could just go look up themselves.
Yeah.
So anyway, I don't want to get dragged into those, but I do want to say thank you for going to Astro and you and uploading this question, because it is a good one. There are people asking that. There are people asking for clarification, and we love to clarify things.
Absolutely.
That being said, I really want some more business questions, Rob.
Yeah, you know, we haven't been getting many of those. Well, I think people are really interested in, and we've talked a lot about, you've got to get good at flying. So 107 is step one.
Yeah.
And then you better go learn to fly, right?
It's true.
And so I think people are talking about that. They're interested in getting better at their videography skills, their editing skills. And of course, with 107, there's an emphasis on that. So it makes sense. The business questions will come. If you have them, send them in.
Yeah, no,
we'll answer them.
We would really love one. Here's a question I have, right? Recently, I learned about starting an LLC in Montana.
Yeah?
Of all places.
Okay.
And to say to buy all of your equipment from that address in Montana.
So does that mean you have to have it shipped to Montana?
No, because I've got friends who've got
the... It would just be your billing address or something?
Yeah. And
okay.
Then it's shipped to wherever you are.
Okay.
So I guess my question is... if you're working all over the country and you're not really working in your state, what is the best state to get an LLC in?
That is a question that would take some digging. I do not know that off the top of my head. I've always been one that's very, very likes to keep things simple. And I'm sure there are great reasons for particular states that probably vary depending on one's circumstances and situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think in my past life, in my CPA world, one of the pat answers to most, at least a lot of questions, was it depends, right? Because you have to understand the circumstances and that particular person's needs to really answer that kind of a question.
It's true. Did you just say it depends so much that you started saying it like a robot? You're like, it depends.
Pretty much, yeah. I just hold up my sign. Anyways.
Turning into like Bugs Bunny, just holding
a
sign. Oh, man. Well, love that question. It is a very good one. And if you do have a question, go to askadroneu.com. If you are studying for the Part 107 exam and you want a study guide for free, all you got to do is become a member of DroneU, thedroneu.com. And if you want to attend a class with FAA certified flight instructors to get the cream of the crop information, the best of the best for half the price of everything else that's out there, don't miss this class. We won't have another one until the end of September at the earliest. And that's me talking out of my butt.
No comment. But no, you're going to get to do a little travel, maybe a little vacay.
Yes.
Well deserved. So that's cool. We're happy for you.
Well, thanks,
Just get your butt back here as soon as you need, as you can.
It's funny. Someone's all, what are you doing Labor Day weekend? I'm like, oh, well, I just had a job cancel. Oh, cool. Want to come do one in Calgary? No.
Yeah, it's horrible to be wanted, Paul. Poor thing.
No, I will say this. You know, something that is a very legitimate thing, right? In the media, in Facebook, even we do it, right? It's always like, if you're living your dream, you're never working a day in your life. That is true, but it doesn't mean it's going to be easy either.
No, absolutely not.
So, because there's a lot of things that go into being a drone pilot that are not behind the remote. They're behind a keyboard, and they're not fun, but it takes tenacity. You know, it takes hard work.
Absolutely.
And yes, I'm excited for this vacation because I haven't taken a day off in like 6 weeks. So I'm very excited to take 2 weeks off.
Well, I'm excited. No offense. I don't mean this as negatively as it's going to sound. But
you want me out of here.
No. I'm excited for the Paul that returns from vacation. A little relaxed.
A little not so emotional.
No, I don't know. You know, everybody's better after vacation unless they come back needing a vacation from their vacation. Anyways, we should probably say bye.
Hidden Brain did a podcast on vacations, and the psychological effects of vacation tend to only last for a month. So you're supposed to go somewhere once a month to keep your mind fresh.
I'm in. I think that's a great idea.
You could be a drone pilot, do it every day.
That's right. Living the drone life.
Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening in. As always, we do appreciate it. Again, if you have a question, go to AskDroneU.com. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.